Well, hello and welcome everyone to the Isobody Coaching Podcast. We are going to get started today. We're going to be talking about lemons and all of the great benefits that lemons have.
And I love those pretty little fruits. I guess they would if they have a seed. They're a fruit, so they're pretty. They're tart. They're clean. They're crisp. I mean, what better way, especially living in Arizona, we have citrus trees
everywhere. Grow right in our backyard.
Everywhere.
So we're going to go ahead and get this thing started and go over, like I said, go over some of the amazing benefits that this little fruit has.
All right. Well, I'm going to start, if that's okay with you. All right. So, I mean, let's just talk a little bit about how this little guy boosts your immune system. Lemons are high in vitamin C, great for fighting colds, and there's nothing worse than having a summer cold or a winter cold, but right now we're in the summer, and they're horrible. So let's just add those to it and really fight that. So high in potassium, which stimulates the brain and nerve function. I think that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. They're high in potassium and also control blood pressure. So let's just talk about that. Just boosting the immune system is huge.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think, you know, people don't think of lemons as being one of those things that's high in potassium. I think most people think of bananas or something like that.
Yeah, okay. What have you got?
So lemons also help with weight loss. So, and one of the reasons they're high in pectin fiber, which helps, you know, fight off hunger cravings. And they're also shown that people who maintain, you know, a more alkaline diet, you know, lose weight faster, as well as being a digestive aid and a liver cleanser. So, I mean, it's got a lot of benefits to it.
I like it. Well, this one is a little bit longer. I don't know how I got stuck with it, but it is hydrates the lymph system. And so this little cup of goodness helps start the day on a hydrated note. And Scott and I talk a lot about hydration. So I really want you to think key on this lemon and putting it into your waters and why. So let's start again. This cup of goodness really helps start the day that hydrates you, which helps prevent dehydration and adrenal fatigue. So when your body is dehydrated or deeply dehydrated, and we're going to say that's adrenal failure, that does not sound good, it can't perform all of its proper functions, which then leads to toxic buildup, stress, constipation, and the list goes on and on and on. So your adrenals just happen to be two little small glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and along with the thyroid, they create energy. So they also secrete a hormone including aldosterone. Aldosterone is a hormone secreted by your adrenal glands that regulate your water levels. And the concentration of minerals, that's key, minerals, because we really like that, and sodium that helps your body stay hydrated. So this is super important to really keep your adrenals and the lymph system going. So your adrenals also are responsible for regulating your stress response. So the bottom line is that you really don't want to mess with this guy. You want to keep yourself hydrated, and we don't want to get into the deep state of dehydration. So, I mean, I know that was kind of deep, but just knowing about the adrenal failure just because you're dehydrated and what this little lemon can do, you know, a lot of people say, I don't like water. And what do we tell them?
Yeah, just add some lemon.
Add lemon.
You know, because most time it's a flavor issue. And the people that I talk to that say, I just don't like water, it's because they just doesn't have any taste or anything to it. So just adding a little bit of lemon to it's going to be a huge benefit, you know, for you. I mean, it's got so much stuff. It also acts as a gentle, natural diuretic. So lemon, you know, helps flush out unwanted materials, you know, because lemon increases the rate of urination in the body. So, you know, toxins are therefore released at a faster rate, you know, which helps keep your urinary tract, you know, nice and healthy. You know, so one of the other things, you know, while you're, you know, we were just talking about, you know, being dehydrated, and then you're taking it in as a diuretic, you're thinking that's maybe kind of a
oxymoron.
A conflict there, yeah. You have to make sure that, you know, you're not just drinking just lemon water all the time. There's a lot of unwanted things that I think lemon juice can do to you too. So you just want to make sure you're getting in plenty of fluid throughout the day so you don't run into this problem of being dehydrated.
And I love it. I mean, it, you know, when you go out to a restaurant, they're always putting lemon and lime, and we just kind of throw it to the side. Hey, next time, squeeze it and put it in that water. It really does make it taste better. And with all of the information that we're giving you, is going to be super key to adding lemon. So here's another thing that it does. I think this is interesting. It enhances your mood. Lemon actually energizes you to enhance your mood. That sounds pretty easy. But lemon is one of the few foods that contain negative charged ions. I know this sounds deep, but think about it. Negative charged ions, providing your body with more energy when it enters the digestive tract. And also the scent of the lemon can also, it has a mood enhancing and energizing property. That's big. So the smell of the lemon juice can brighten your mood and help you clear your mind. So lemons can also help reduce anxiety and depression. And I think that's really important. I mean, all of those things that I just said, just knowing that the lemon goes in, it's got all of these negative charged ions that provide all these things just from the smell to the lemon. I mean, you think about that. We take that, I think, for granted. It's mm-hmm. like a rose. We know it's pretty, but when you smell it, you know, and it's grown outside, it smells different. Well, these lemons, you know, you want to get the organic ones and when they're in season and local, but super important for every one of these. Who thought of not only the taste, but the smell of it? I mean, that's pretty amazing. That affects your mood. And how many times have we gone in and had a massage and they take pure lemon oil and they put that on and help you breathe? Why do you think that is? Now I know.
Yeah. Well, we're also going to talk about, you know, how it affects the skin. It can help clear skin up. So vitamin C has a component that helps decrease wrinkles and blemishes. So, I mean, who doesn't want less wrinkles and blemishes? Lemon water, you know, when you make a glass of lemon water, it helps purge toxins from the blood, which helps keep the skin clear. As well as it actually can be applied, you know, directly to like scars and, you know, to help reduce their appearance. And it can also help with ridding your pores of blackheads, as well as treating acne. You know, you just basically put a little dab on and over time, you know, it'll help fade those, the acne and get rid of help get rid of the blackheads. So, If you're not using it, that
sounds good to me. I mean, I think we need to tell our kids about that, especially again in the state of Arizona. We're sweating all the time. And I've got, you know, your pores get a little bit big because they fill with oils and sweat. And I think that's really cool.
I remember when I was a kid, I can't remember who told me, or maybe I read it or something. This was when I was really young, like a teenager. And I had freckles and I hated them. And somebody told me to just lemon juice on my face.
Okay, now we didn't say that. That is not any
research.
No,
I'm not saying do that. It never helped. I still had freckles.
You still have freckles. Yeah. All right. Well, that's interesting. So here's another one. Detoxes the liver. I love this. According to naturalnews.com, the citric acid in lemons help maximize the enzyme function, which stimulates the liver and aids in detoxification. So I kind of think of, you know, putting lemon in our 30-day system where, you know, we've got all of our nutritious shakes and then we have our cleanse days. And I think by, you know, detoxifying your liver while you're on our systems, I don't know, that was a win-win for me. It was an aha moment where, you know, I just want to go and buy lots of lemons and add them throughout the day.
Yeah, that's, you know, and lemon's not one of those enjoyable fruits, you know, so you're, you know, like you sit around eating apples. So, unfortunately, but you, like you said, you can do it in lemon water, you know, and it makes it, I'm not much of a sour person, but that does help. So another benefit that lemons have is fresh breath. So, you know, after you eat, you know, those certain spicy foods that maybe give you bad breath or other, you know, things that may give you bad breath, like, you know, who knows, alcohol or whatever it is that might give you that bad breath that you don't want. If you just take a lemon and squeeze it into, you know, a glass of water and just rinse your mouth out with that, kind of swish it around, that will also help, you know, and make sure the water's warm. That'll also help get rid of some of that, you know, bad breath. And one of the things that, you know, Jill had said earlier, you know, when we go out to eat and you get that slice of lemon on your plate, as a garnish. It's just to make it look pretty or whatever. So now you know, you could take that, just chew on that that lemon slice, and if you've had any, you know, food that this can give you bad breath, that will help kind of get rid of it.
That's good, because I'm always like grabbing, I'm a garlic butter and onion, and I'm always grabbing that cilantro and parsley or whatever they put on the plate there, and I'm gobbling it up just because of that. But the lemon sounds a little bit more tasty, so yeah. I like that.
Definitely more tasty than the cilantro.
And it also aids in digestion. So lemons also relieve indigestion. Yeah, they do. They will also help flush you out. Lemons encourage the liver to produce bile, which is an acid that's required for digestion. Did you know that? That acid breaks down the food. The lemon is going to really help with that. And its efficient digestion reduces heartburn also to the... I'm going to get this out right. So having the efficient amount into your water and having that, it really helps reduce heartburn and constipation. So I think that's super key. I was thinking about our daughter. You know, she's ready to have a baby in about 3 weeks, and she's got a lot of heartburn, and she adds that lemon, and it seems to help. So I think that's pretty cool.
That is great. Okay, let's go on to stress relief. So, you know, one of the first things that's depleted from your body is vitamin C. And so, you know, as mentioned, you know, earlier, you know, vitamin C is, the lemons are loaded with vitamin C. So, you know, one of the things you can do to help kind of release that stress and help get rid of it is you can get a lemon balm tea. And this is also, you know, used to help relieve stress. So you can just make yourself a glass of lemon balm tea and relax.
I like that. And you know, when people have colds, and I think back on my dad telling me about the hot toddies, and you know, they put a little whiskey, and they always had lemon and honey. So, oh wow, maybe they knew something back then. Wow.
One of my favorites.
Okay, so let's go on to, Scott talked a little bit about it, balances pH. Now this one is different. This one, you think of a lemon. So this twists my mind. So check this out. Drink lemon water every day and you'll reduce your body's overall acidity. Lemon is one of the most alkaline foods around. Yes, lemon, citric acid, but it does not create acidity in the body once it's metabolized. So that's kind of, I didn't know that. I didn't know that it was a very pH balance, because I'm always thinking of the acid, but it doesn't create acidity in the body once metabolized. That's interesting. I don't know. I find that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, I agree. It's really interesting.
Well, what else does it do?
Well, whole body health. So lemons and for that matter, limes, they're very high in potassium. And potassium is an important mineral that works with sodium for smooth electrical transmission in the brain and the nervous system. So depression, anxiety, fogginess, forgetfulness, I have a few of these things, can often be traced to low, you know, potassium levels. And some of you may wonder that same thing, and maybe this is why, and so check into it. That same nervous system needs potassium to assure steady signals, you know, to the heart. So your heart health is improved from lemon water potassium. So, you know, there's so many benefits that we went over that lemons have. It's actually amazing. I didn't realize there was
I didn't
many.
Either, but let me go over mine. I mean, we talked a little bit about boosting your immune system, hydrates the lymph system. What else? Enhances mood, detoxes the liver, aids in digestion, and it balances pH. That's amazing what that little guy does. What did you have?
Mine helps with weight loss, acts as a gentle and natural diuretic. It's great for helping getting clear skin, freshens breath. It's a great stress relief, and just basically overall body health. And remember, you don't want to use bottled lemon juice because it contains sulfites, which a lot of people are allergic to. So, you know, they're just plain unhealthy. So you just want to make sure you're using just good old lemons right off the tree.
Right. And if you can't, remember, always try to go organic if you can. And if you can't, you know, still, we're not eating the peels, but it would be nice to, you know, wash those up even when they are organic. People are touching them. So yeah. I just am amazed with all the things that lemons do. And after doing this podcast and you know, we checked it out earlier, we did go to the store and we bought some. So I think by educating people, and that's what Isagenics does, is we really try to educate, and having, you know, these little podcasts that tell just little things in life. I mean, just adding that to the lemon, just sharing this with someone is going to be huge to really help bodies be healthier.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, it can hopefully all of these little things that, that we shared today will help hopefully benefit you and your healthy body. So, let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and close out the podcast, and we will look forward to talking with you guys next time. Hope you have a great day.
Have a good one. We'll talk later. Bye-bye.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenics independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenics independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenicsearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenics products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.